Good morning.
Ah, there we go. We've made a connection. How's life in your neck of the woods, which is pretty much where you are?
It is a cold and frosty morning. It's absolutely beautiful out there. We are, we're very lucky to be based in such a beautiful place.
Oh, I love it there. We came to see some of your movies outdoors last summer.
Did you? Oh. Love a drive-in.
Wasn't it awesome? It was brilliant. So tell
it
me,
was.
Aside from showing movies, your day-to-day is all about acting as such and performances. What's been happening there recently and what's coming up?
We're all about theatre. We're really excited about our new season. We got through Christmas, which was really, really, really lucky. We managed, all of our cast were fine. The audiences loved it. We had a wonderful time over Christmas. So we took a break, and now we're ready to go for the spring. And we'd love to see some new faces on our stages. We have two. We have an inside stage and an inside auditorium and an outdoor one, which we will be looking to put stuff on in the summer. From May, but yes, we have open auditions on Sunday, so if you fancy coming and giving it a go, between 10 and 1 we're auditioning for the season that's coming up, so our in-house shows, and then between 1 and 3 we are looking to audition young people for a project that we're doing with the National Theatre. So there's something for everybody on Sunday. Come along. It will be wonderful. It won't be scary. Just workshop and meeting people and playing some games and having some fun and showing us what you can do.
You don't have to have anything of your own prepared. That's all given,
no,
or how does it work?
Absolutely not. We're going to play some games. We're going to do some, you know, some workshopping. We'll probably try some reading. Just try some stuff out, really. And we'll be able to see what you can do from that, really.
And how often does
no need to prepare anything.
Theatre itself put on performances to go and watch?
Well, we've got something on every couple of weeks at the moment. We have touring companies that come and see us. We've got some wonderful things coming up. And we've got two big in-house productions this spring. The first one we've chosen and the second one we haven't yet. So we're hoping to get some inspiration from whoever turns up on Sunday.
Wow, it does look very, very good. So if ever fancied giving it a go, maybe been a little bit too nervous, beautiful surroundings to do it in, the Young People's Workshops, and then some you can learn about on our events guide. Just go to radiowestnorfolk.co.uk and all the links are there. It's amazing. What got you involved with the theatre, by the way?
Oh, my goodness me. Well, my husband and I had a link with the theatre from way, way back. When we were teenagers, in fact, somebody who had links, who had connections with the theatre, came and ran workshops for us. So now doing that, we're now doing that. So it's amazing. We've been there for, you know, we've had connections for a long, long time now, and we hope to give young people in the area the same experience that we had back then that really got us hooked.
It's an amazing
place. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. It's an amazing place, and it's a wonderful thing to do, even if you don't want to act as a career. It's brilliant. You can, you know, meet new people and gain confidence, and we're all really, really friendly, and it's a lovely, lovely place to be. So, yes, Sunday, come along.